The Roll Monkeys, number 19, recorded on May 17th, 2007. Sorry about the sound quality on this one. I didn't do as good a job as I usually did on the noise reduction. We had a big fan running in the background. But bear with us. It's a pretty good show.
Hello, I'm Anam Phi from International Detective Dragons from Outer Space, and I listen to the Roll Monkeys. I may not be there to play the game, but I can sure have one hell of a good time hearing it. So roll those dice, guys. I want to find out what happens next.
Vandemore here, coming to you through the science of time shifting. And when I want to get a good laugh, I listen to the Roll Monkeys pretend to kick my ass.
But I like the three names.
How many D20s is Mark rolling in his hand?
Too many.
Oh, I know.
So
great, you win a pile of quag stuff.
Woohoo! Okay, so.
Hey, it's the Roll Monkeys. Hello, everybody. How are you doing?
Hello, people.
There you go. Thank you, Max.
What, you're doing vowel sounds now?
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm Mick Bradley. We got Clay Carwan, Max Massey, Mark Kinney, and Chris Heim here. Say hi, guys.
Hey. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hello, people in the iRiver.
How many people fit in there?
Tonight we have
our fourth session
of M-Force, yes. Run by Max Massey. M-Force from Hex Games.
Yes.
And if you were listening last week, you will recall that we talked about doing a contest because we got a bunch of freebie stuff from Hex Games, and we wanted to save some of it aside.
Mark is going to go through the list right
now. To give out as a contest.
Freebie stuff. Yeah.
Mark's going to tell us what is up for the giveaway.
Yes. This is all going to be
first,
one package.
First one is Quags, the quick-ass game system, second edition for mature readers.
Sorry, none of you listeners can do this contest.
It's basically the generic version of the rules being used
in the root system, basically.
Yeah, and as a matter of fact, on the page where it talks about one of the horror things, I believe it talks about doing an M-Force type campaign using a few odds and ends from M-Force to describe what's going on. It gives about a page or two for each genre that they actively talk about in here, from action to cinema verite, fantasy, historical, horror, Shakespearean drama, superhero, western. Those are the ones that they actually list in there. They've got some sample characters, and they have a few selections from one of the early supplements that is no longer available called Stuff.
Do they have my favorite genre in there? Mafia Spaghetti Western?
You can probably combine various ones that they have in there and use the different ideas towards it. It's got dumb tables and... dumb tables. Like random magical effect tables.
That's what it says. Oh my goodness, dumb tables.
And the interesting thing that I didn't realize it had before is it's got a big thing about archetypes, you know, from hero, champion, the reluctant hero, the crusader.
Wow,
it's
cool.
this big couple of page sidebar with all that stuff in it. So, and it is a 96 page,
yes,
full sized book,
complete universal system.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it's basically what we've been like playing there.
Whoever wins this, you can play your own M-Force game.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well,
basically,
not completely, but yeah.
And three digest format books here.
Oh, there are three.
Yeah, there are three of them. The two of them are related. The Field Guide to Monsters.
Volume 1 and 2.
Yeah, Volume 1 is the points papers. Volume 2 is the M-Force update. And the way that all these works, even if you already have M-Force, these are useful to you because all the stats are on a central page that can be taken out, and the rest of it can be used as an actual in-game prop.
Yeah.
And that's what both
and
of these
are very thin. They're the equivalent of a Broadway play
program. Kind of, yeah.
So, if you're that, you know, classy.
Yeah, but they're still fairly neat. The copy of Volume 2 shows some signs of the pages having been...
basically, they were saying,
what's that about?
They said that...
vampire.
They said in the like, letter that they sent in here that these came from a box that was too close to a heat source, so the ink kind of melted.
Yes, they spared no expense at Hex Games. They bring us the high-quality product.
But it's all perfectly understandable, and don't mind Chris. It's all, and it's all.
So what do you expect? Good. The publisher was from Louisville.
And the third one is Terror at Camp Wakanaka, which basically details a summer camp where you can have this foul murderer come and kill people.
And you see an excellent shot at someone's flabby gut on the back.
That would be the Thudder. That's the psycho killer.
Where was that during my camp days? I could have gotten a lot less with the discussions with the assistant camp director.
So we got the Quag second edition and three digest
supplements.
Books. Yep. Supplements. Yes. Four books all in total.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to send these to you. We have these books
right here.
So yes. We've got them. We are going to send them to the winner.
Mm-hmm.
And what I think we should do is we'll ask the eventual winner if they would like for us not to deface their books. We won't. But other than that, we'll all sign the books. The Roll Monkeys will all autograph the inside cover of, like, the Quags book or what have you. If you don't want us to do that, tell us. Don't even touch the inside cover of the book. But what you need to do
remember where you got it from.
We're going to ask you not one. Oh, no, not two. No, but three. We are going to ask you three questions about things that happened in the first couple of episodes of M-Force.
Yes. So we're asking them five questions.
No. Five is right out.
At least four. And two is not enough.
I'm sorry.
So what you do is you listen to the questions. I don't think that they're that difficult. You probably won't even have to go back and listen, but if you do, have fun.
One of them is difficult.
You think, okay, well, we'll see.
That'll be the breaker right there.
Write down your answers and send them to rollmonkeys@harpingmonkey.com. That's rollmonkeys@harpingmonkey.com.
Is that R-O-L-L or R-O-L-E?
It's R-O-L-E-M-O-N-K-E-Y-S.
Some people might not know that.
At harpingmonkey.com. And send that in, and I will compile them. And here's how I think we'll do. Hopefully, if we get some people who got all three questions right...
We'll be amazed.
All of the people who answered all the questions right will go into the urn, and we will draw a name.
The contest urn.
Two weeks from now. So I will have to set a deadline of like
we need to have special music for the
June 1st. Does that sound right?
Yeah.
Works for me.
What? June 1st is your deadline to send this in. June 1st.
Sure.
So and then the Roll Monkey show that we record after June 1st, we will draw the name and declare the winner of the contest. Yes, I know we haven't asked the questions yet.
Too bad. We're not actually asking them. You have to answer them blind.
No, rollmonkeys@harpingmonkey.com. Answer three questions. People get them all right, go into the urn. If by some strange thing nobody gets all three of them right, then we'll put in the people who got two out of three of them right, I guess.
Nobody gets them right, then the heck with y'all. Yeah.
So, but anyway... Max, you articulated these extremely well. Say again, what are our three questions? Here are the three questions. Mick's going to shut up now.
The three official questions.
Just going to do nothing but make the microphone go...
Imagine a drum roll here, folks.
Yeah.
drum roll. Okay, question the first. What was the name of the agent who went with the characters on their first mission?
The one who got his head blown off.
Yes, that would be the one.
I just dropped a hint.
Yeah, thanks for dropping the hint.
I just wanted to be clear.
Question the second. What was the name of the family that the group went to question about the monsters?
The first family.
The first family.
Where the guy got his head blown off?
Where the guy got his head blown off. Third question.
Here's the breaker.
What was the name of the company on the canisters of toxic waste that were found in the swamp? And this was after the guy got his head blown off.
That's right. It had nothing to do with the guy getting his head blown off.
So
some of the people's had gotten blown up by then.
Several of them.
I think that that name was first declared in session 2, but it was said several times in session 3 last week, wasn't it?
It was declared in session 2 because no one found it by session 1.
I don't
remember if it was declared
in
session
3. I think it might have been mentioned once in session
3. I'm saying I know that.
Yeah.
The first two
mm-hmm.
come out of session 1.
Uh-huh.
Right.
The second one, or I'm sorry, the third question probably got first mentioned in session 2, but it definitely got mentioned a few other times.
Well, it didn't get
mentioned
in session 1, I know that.
No, yeah. I know that, right.
It only got mentioned in session 2 and in session
and in
3.
Yeah. So there's that.
So those are the questions. Name of the agent, name of the family, name of the company. Send them in.
So you got till June 1st to do that if you want these Quags books from Hex Games. We want to thank Hex Games for sending us all the cool stuff.
Yes.
Thank you, Hex Games.
And we'll put this information maybe in the show notes.
Right.
Maybe? I will put the information in the show notes.
If he thinks of it, he remembers.
If I think of it, yeah. So
and remember, all people who are related and or staff members of Hex Games are not eligible.
Yes, that would be... That's only fair.
And also, let's just throw out that if you are also a regular listener who is also the staff of another well-known gaming company...
We don't...
Well,
no. Know that.
I don't know. No. I'd like to get this out there to the general public, really.
Play fair,
I
people.
Don't know that we have any general yeah. public listeners.
What if they just like freelance? Are they out then too?
Yes, you're out.
There's practically nobody left that can actually.
That's right, because according to Ben Molester, everyone's freelance.
You can all just pretty much ignore the last few things Chris
but
has
basically,
said.
Basically, if you are a member or related to Hex Games,
yes. If you're associated you're with Hex Games...
Or you're
out.
Us. I mean, we're out.
Like, or you're the Rockies.
Yeah. We're out of this table right now. Yeah.
As someone said earlier...
I know the answer.
It would seem pretty funny sending their books back to them because they got the answer right.
Yeah.
So. Well, but most of them live in Lexington. They're pretty poor anyway. Maybe they can't even afford their own books.
Oh, man.
Oh, boy.
Moving on.
Moving on, please. Before...
Oh, yeah, we have a game.
Oh,
yeah,
you know what we're going to do?
I don't know.
What I know what we're gonna do. We're gonna throw a $30 Geek Label T-shirt gift certificate in on this one.
Are we?
We are.
Oh, we are.
Ooh, there we go.
Cool for what?
We are going to throw a Geek Label gift certificate in with these three Hex Games books.
Wow. Four.
So that Geek Label employees are also
four books.
Geek Label employees also not
four
eligible.
Books. Three questions.
One T-shirt, certificate.
That'll get people's attention. Geek Label T-shirts,
Geek
the
Label.
Best T-shirts in the world for
I've
geeks.
I've never heard of Geek Label until you mentioned it.
Thank you, Chris.
I've played the promos on the show a few times.
Oh, okay.
You've never listened to those things.
I have heard of Geek Label, and I get out less than you do, Chris.
Well, that's not your fault.
So
you know the monkey is looking quite miffed.
Little miffed monkey.
Yes.
Yeah. The only other thing I have to say before we can start M-Force, because I don't know that we have a whole lot of role-playing related pre-gaming talk to do tonight. If we do, you guys let me know.
Right.
But I just have one thing to say. VegasAfterMidnight.net.
.net.
Please do not visit .com.
Harping Monkey Studios.
You.
Harping Monkey Studios has nothing to do with VegasAfterMidnight.com.
But has everything to do
with VegasAfterMidnight.net.
And now everyone will check out .com.
Yeah, well, yeah, they'll both get checked out, probably. Hopefully, just check out
.net.
We're going
to get a call from a concerned parent, yeah. A 14-year-old child.
Yeah. But
anyone checking out VegasAfterMidnight.com, that's on your own.
All I'm saying right now,
do not sanction
all
that.
I'm saying right now is, you want to go look at the site, go look at the site, VegasAfterMidnight.net. If I'm lying, I'm dying. I promise this time I will follow through. I will not let people down. Well, I don't know. The final product might suck.
but
I will not let people down in terms of...
There will be a final
there
product.
There will be a final product.
It won't be for lack of effort.
And
right.
Will it be debuted at Gen Con?
Okay, here's the goal.
Yeah.
I can't get the whole thing. No, but we will have... I will be bringing...
I'm not saying it's going to be complete.
I will be bringing a play-testable version of Vegas After Midnight using Evil Hat's Fate 3 rule system.
Fate 3?
Spirit of the Century.
Oh, is that what
Dresden
they call
Files
it?
RPG.
Fate 3?
Yes.
Okay.
Fantastic Adventures in Tabletop Entertainment.
Yes.
As reviewed on All Games Considered episode...
I don't know.
49 or 50?
49, probably.
Okay.
No, wait.
48, possibly even.
No, it's 49.
Anyway...
49.
Vegas After Midnight is going to be built using the Fate system with some modifications to enhance the specific tone and feel and of the color of the setting.
And Mick just wants to make it his thing.
Well, no,
yeah,
I want to
that's
make
understandable.
Well, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I just believe in the idea that you can't, if you're using a generic so-called.
Oh yeah, you're going to
want
to specialize.
You
want to
customize
it to
the setting.
Absolutely.
That's. I mean, there. The Fate system that comes out for Dresden Files is going to be different than the Fate system that's already out for Spirit of the Century. And the Fate system that I use for Vegas will be a little bit different than that. But anyway, yes, by Gen Con in August of 2007, I will be ready to bring to Indianapolis a few copies of a beta document that can be play tested. And I will be grabbing people and saying, will you guys play this game and fill out this form and let me know what you think and then send me emails and let me know.
Make sure you have their boyfriend's permission before you grab.
So if a rather wild-looking fellow with a sheaf of papers under his arm grabs you and says, will you play this game?
And say yes.
Crazy
right?
Monkey
the original.
Design.
Say yes.
Yeah. So we are going to be play testing it. And probably recording it as Roll Monkey episodes.
Absolutely.
Sometime in July.
That's what we do.
I'm hoping to try to get David Moore and his Game Master Show gang to play test it.
So it'd be both the Roll Monkeys and the Game Master Show.
Well, I'm not wanting them to broadcast it. I mean, well,
No. I'm saying at Gen Con we both get together and give us an adventure. And we record it.
Could well be done, yes. All right. Yes. We're talking about Roll Monkeys and Game Master Show doing a cross thing, and we definitely need to do something like that.
Yeah, sure. We've been playing so many different cross games.
I know.
As I recall, a Spirit of the Century game had already been bandied about.
See, that was the thing.
I mentioned Godsend Agenda.
Somebody
offered one.
There's no
GM
point in me
Godsend
buying
Agenda
tickets
game.
For anything for Gen Con because there's going to be so much cross promotional junk that I'm going to be doing.
Informal
so
gaming is
offline gaming.
But anyway, and I think I want to get JJ Lanza and his guys over in the gaming group that Working Man JJ plays with.
Double J.
I want to get them to see if they'll try it. Just to get some feedback before we go to Gen Con, and then I'll spend...
And we will make sure that all the beta copies of Vegas After Midnight stay with Mick afterwards and aren't mysteriously disappeared. Like some beta copies of other systems.
I'm not particularly worried about that, but we'll see. So anyway, the website's
there. Don't follow
there.
The folly of Hex Games.
That they don't accidentally end up in someone's backpack.
Yeah. That I look in my backpack and go, I wasn't supposed to keep that. Huh.
Well,
I'll run it anyway.
It's an open, gaming license game anyway.
Well, not Quags.
No,
Fate is. The
right.
Fudge slash Fate.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever.
The beta fudge.
Yes.
But anyway, I mean, you know, if somebody makes off with a beta copy of the playtest version, I'm not going to be terribly worried about it.
Whatever. They're going to publish it and call it their own.
Yeah. So,
better
anyway.
Get that copyright going right now. I'm serious.
Anyway.
And,
Are we done digressing?
I just got one more thing.
No, we're not.
Okay.
No, no. I mean, this is to do with Vegas. I'm sorry. Right. No, but this is something else. I'm going to bring playtest, but also, and there'll be like, Leah has come up with some ideas for marketing and stuff. And what we did was we came up with customized poker chips that I will be bringing to Indy and giving out to people who, I mean, we'll figure out some way to, like, if you come up to me and ask me a certain question, I'll give you one of these poker chips. It's not going to be just any old poker chip, though. It's going to be a custom Vegas After Midnight poker chip that you'll be able to use.
Are you saying that you make Bradley condone gambling?
You'll be able to use in-game.
Ooh.
It will be a special poker chip.
Do you get to keep it if you use it? Or does the GM keep it and go,
Well, I don't know. That depends on what the... I don't know that yet. But I just know that there's going to be a mechanic in the game that's going to be like spending a fate chip to the 10th power when you really
You're
got
bored.
Your back to the wall. When you really got your back to the wall and
that's
things
like
are...
That's like world-altering power right there.
Now, if you have one of these chips as a character, it means that something happened in-game that earned you the chip. Mm-hmm. But basically what it is it's going to be that Lady Luck owes you a favor.
You get to turn the entire world into a big cartoon land, and no one can die.
I think Fortune's Favor is actually what the mechanic is going to be called. That you spend the it's called Fortune's Favor, and it means that Lady Luck,
or laying Lady Luck,
the spirit of Fortune that exists within the setting, owes you a favor, and you can call that favor in if you play the chip in game. And I will be handing... I mean, obviously, people who don't have me handing them out the chips can create one in their own. But
yeah, is there a limited number of these chips?
Well, yeah, I mean, I can't afford to buy a ridiculous amount.
No, I'm just
wondering,
I mean, should people be trying to find you as quickly as possible to try
We'll talk more about
chips.
This as we get closer to it. I don't want to... I mean, I've already overspoken about all this.
I really apologize.
Sorry. Right. I just wanted to mention...
I just need a three-sided chip for my character.
Looking at his imaginary watch every once in a while, I'm going.
My apologies.
I don't have a watch on. And the monkey looks quite bored.
let's go.
As long as there's table chair, that's entertainment that I don't have to provide.
Ooh.
This is true. We don't have to hear. Oh my God! It's Mary Rose.
Yeah, pass me the Sharpie.
It's like Sharpie.
What was it?
Oh, and I've said that as far as the Stalker guy goes, I know who has to play that character in the movie thing. Right?
Okay.
Zachary Quinto. He's...
You
know him about...
I do
know. Yeah, if you've been watching Heroes, he's the guy who plays Siler.
Yes.
That has to be the Stalker guy.
That's a TV show, right?
Yes, it is.
Oh, okay.
And you don't watch TV, do you?
I watch maybe 2 hours a week.
Yeah. Me too.
And that's a random 2 hours.
I watch more than that, but I watch the same shows every week. So.
Well, excluding the Weather Channel, I watch about 2 hours.
I watch maybe an hour a day at most.
This is Ray.
Sup?
Let's listen in as Ray hits on Sandra.
Excuse me, miss, but do you know karate? Because your body is kicking.
Now, let's listen to the same scene. Only this time, Ray is sporting a quality Geek Label t-shirt.
Yo, baby, I was wondering,
Damn.
Rejection.
What's up with that?
We can't really stop it.
Damn.
But we can outfit you in buttery smooth designs for geeks, gamers, and tech heads. They're custom t-shirts. They're not magic t-shirts.
Damn.
Another fine product from geeklabel.com.
We should get started.
Yeah.
All right.
What was it? And we're back. Now we're gonna play.
We're back.
Wasn't
that a great promo?
What was it?
That was.
We don't.
I don't know.
Right.
Anyway,
I don't know what that was. I stepped in something.
Okay. Our heroes have successfully destroyed the rogue giant catfish that was.
Being controlled by some type of device.
It was preying on innocent listeners of country music on the Ohio River.
Were they really innocent, though?
Mostly innocent.
Mostly innocent.
Relatively innocent.
Innocent.
good-naturedly innocent.
They weren't doing anything at the time.
Except drinking and driving, but we won't talk about that.
Drinking and boating.
Drinking and boating.
That is considered drinking and driving.
Mm-hmm. All right. Catfish has been defeated and sort of sunk with any number of holes punched through.
Yes. Is decomposing on the bottom of the Ohio with several other organisms.
Oh,
but we got its piercing, and that's what we need to check out.
Fish there, I'm sure the other fish in the river probably devoured the thing long before it hit the bottom.
Yeah, probably.
Does anyone want Yum Yum?
That
just
would be nice.
I thought about it. I just said, yeah, I should probably have some Yum Yum.
Seven for me, please.
All right.
I'm Mick Bradley playing Tim Beasley.
Six. Seven.
Eight. Young, naive,
eight
Tim
eight from Marshall Goldstein.
Three.
Poor Muggle.
Seven.
No,
eight for Marshall Goldstein.
Eight for Danny McDougal.
Eight for Danny McDougal. Two, three, four.
Five, actually.
Promise to come up with a better name for the next game.
Thank you.
I like Danny McDougal.
I figured you'd like Danny McDougal.
No, but I'm saying it suits your character very nicely.
Eight, no Peach.
I remember you don't like Peach. Thank you.
And seven for Miriam Rosa.
Seven for Miriam. Four. Five, six.
And
seven.
Once again, these Yum Yums are brought to you by Mini Brand
Stuff.
They're Meyer, folks. You figure it out.
Yeah.
They're good.
Earlier.
Well, what section are they in?
Today, and I didn't even think about this before then.
They're actually in the, exotic foreign foods section.
Yeah, they're in the international food section.
That's what I was looking for, international.
But and we said they're Eastern European?
They're actually Polish.
Polish.
Yes.
There you go. Yeah.
And they're called mini candies, as near as I can tell. They don't really have a kitschy name. Mm-hmm.
I went to see 28 Weeks Later today, and I was just, it was right over there. I even stopped and I picked up a few things before I went to the movie, and I didn't think of it to look for it.
Nope.
Next time.
Yep.
Next
time. Well, as a GM, I have an infinite supply of Yum Yums.
Dear Lord, we're
doomed. Oh, yeah, he negates all the damage you did and does 500 more points back to you.
Oh. How very D20 of you.
Ouch.
Ow.
Ouch, ouch, ouch.
Really, was that us?
Yes.
Oh, damn.
I would have said how very deadlands of you.
That reminds me.
Okay, that's fair.
That reminds me. I was going to dig up my old copy of like Rift.
GM chips off all the damage.
Check this out.
Yeah, because I.
It's in D20. If you do the damage, you get to do the damage. Usually.
Well. Anyway.
Usually.
Anyway, what are we doing?
Anyway, yes. We've successfully killed the marauding catfish.
So I guess we're going back to headquarters with this box.
Yes. Goldstein managed to cut out some sort of mechanical device attached to the catfish's head.
Right.
Does it look like it's just a transmitter or receiver?
Can't tell
or something?
At this point. It's a
metal
box.
Well, are there gears that look like it was hooked up to the catfish?
Or it was definitely it hooked up to the catfish. There are wires and little spiky things protruding from the bottom of it, which have bits of catfish stuck all over them.
Oh, yeah.
So we can conclude that it bit into the thing's central nervous system or something like
well,
that.
Well, it was right on top of its head, so that would probably be a valid assumption.
But yeah, but I'm saying
we can't
that
really conclude that. We're not scientists. But we can assume that.
But I'm just trying. I mean,
but I've read about these things.
Oh, dear.
Yes, I have read about these things. And it sounds an awful lot like.
Yeah, it looks like it was basically wired into the catfish's medulla. You're flipping through a book on like
catfish
because it was all you had, and it had like diagrams of the internal organs of the various fish, and you remember, yeah, that's right about where the brain of the catfish is. And it looked kind of like those little bits of gunk there.
Oh,
look, it's its brain. If it only had a brain.
Here. Give me this like napkin here, and I'll draw it out for you. See, it's all...
Oh, look, I see that right here.
Miriam, I don't care. I just... Sorry. This is something for the boys in the lab to take care of.
I'm sure they'll appreciate your help.
You head back to
napkin and all.
So it's not. It's If I reiterate the simple fact that we now have another...
Yes, we have another instance where it's
some intelligent thing, possibly human, has created a monster. It's not just the monster. Okay, yes. Just saying.
That seems to be our theme right now.
Incidentally, I hadn't even considered that when I started putting these first two adventures together, but you're absolutely right.
Next time it's going to be werewolf.
They could be working together.
The treeple and the catfish making thingy mamas?
Yes. Creating giant wooden catfish. Controlling our oceans.
Did Happy Fun Group? Did Happy Fun Group have some? Did you say that there was Asian lettering? Not Happy Fun Group.
No, they're not Happy Fun Group.
Do not respond
to Happy Fun Group.
Now, let's not give away the name that was on the canister.
The company on the canister.
Why
yes,
not?
The yes. company on the canister.
Okay.
Did the company a challenge? Come on.
Did I remember you saying something about there being Asian lettering?
Yes.
On
yes.
this box.
There were Asian characters on the canister.
The same?
Oh no! On,
oh,
the,
on
box.
The on the box.
On the box
no.
Okay.
No.
There's no writing.
Is there any type of, I don't know, either stamp or recognizable seal on the canister?
Will a random die? No, there's not.
Okay. This was the work of hackers.
Catfish hackers?
Catfish hackers.
Sure, why not? I've played Shadowrun.
It's a standard off-the-shelf Radio Shack mind control box.
This is an alternate universe.
It's on clearance this week.
Any place that still has the Falls Fountain
it's not
gotta
that,
be screwed up.
It's not that alternate.
Okay.
Alright. So I presume you're heading back to headquarters.
Yeah.
Do we have to?
Yeah,
no. We gotta return the boat. If we don't return the boat, he's not gonna give us back our deposit. Alright?
Where else would we be going, Mr. Beasley?
Well, I just like, are we off for the night, or are we supposed to go back to work and get another mission?
Okay, well, basically, you can go off now. I need to bring a box to some scientists, because... I have no idea what's in the box, and
we were going after something. We went after something. Now we need to head back.
Basically, you're supposed to after a mission, you're supposed to go back and give your report.
Yes.
Yeah,
and
you know that whole paperwork. Red tape paperwork thing.
Fine.
You
fine.
Know much.
I'm totally
much
aware
about
of the paperwork issue. Yes.
Hey, aren't you a desk jockey? Over
yeah,
there?
Yes. Mr. Paperwork.
I will go skulk outside of Freedom Hall in the Toby Keith concert later.
Tetris player, while you're trying to do actual work. TPS report, man.
Alright. You get back to headquarters.
Going back to the office.
You get back to the office.
Back at the office.
Yes.
You fill out your standard report forms. Mm-hmm. You see if there's anything strange or unusual. There always is. You fight monsters for a living, so...
It's the gimme question on the form.
Well, the 15-foot catfish wasn't unusual. But
the middle thing looked
to mind control catfish.
We'll stamp it into evidence,
and tell people who like country.
Tell R&D
music,
we found it.
All that unusual, but it was a catfish.
If it had been a mind control box on a giant eel, well, that's a whole other story.
Yeah.
Eel. Come on.
You give your report.
Just out of curiosity, yes. Can we get any more details of the... Was there
the
like
box.
A... Well,
I don't think any of us are mechanics, really. I mean, if you're looking for more details on that box.
Basically, you can turn it into R&D. The guy there, his name is Leo.
Okay.
And he's a pretty decent character.
Mm-hmm.
Does he know a lot about electronics?
Oh, yes.
And software?
Yeah.
Okay.
Am I making a joke I'm not aware of?
An antenna coming out of
Leo.
The box.
Not coming out of it, no.
It used to be on the screen saver.
Oh, Leo Laporte. Okay.
I'm sorry, this is based on another character of mine.
Oh, okay. It's just coincidental.
He's a Deadlands junker, for those of you who care.
Okay. So we take it to Leo, and Leo says, what?
Yo. Oh, what do we got here?
We don't know. That's why we brought it to you.
It appears to have... What is it?
Oh, fish. That's fish brain.
Ah.
That's why it smells a little fishy.
Yeah,
that was, I put that together on my own, Danny. Thanks.
Yeah, that's,
you know,
we
are masters of the obvious.
Pulled that off the big catfish that was attacking people on the river.
Yeah, all right.
Goldstein. Actually.
Oddly enough, it was only
should
going
have
after
seen
people.
He, like, leaped and get and yeah. rip, and it was cool.
Good work, Goldstein.
Well, thank you.
It looked like you damaged it too much, either.
Oddly enough, it was only attacking people like country music. So there must have been some type of frequency detection, I guess.
Could be. This crushed corner didn't look too good. Was it like that when you found it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it was maybe because we hit it.
Yeah, it looked like it was damaged. It might have hit another boat.
Yeah, we hit it with a boat.
it might have been our boat or some
who
other
else?
Boat.
The other boat. The other side
boat.
Was it...
All right. We can neither confirm nor deny the damage done to that box.
Spoken like a true bureaucrat. I'm
thank
very
you.
Happy.
All right.
Enforce has taught me well.
Yes,
so what
have.
Would you say, I mean, can you like pop that open and get a little bit of a, like a box topsy of it? And
wow. Give us a whole CSI
box.
Treatment.
Yeah.
Box.
Weird line.
Jim's on a mission
from the box's point of view.
With this box, apparently.
What's it?
Box topsy.
A box topsy.
Do a box topsy
that's
of it.
Cute.
Box
and,
topsy.
And let
whoever
us know.
Gave him that calendar, we've got to get rid of him, all right?
No
right
more Sniglet's calendar for you, Tim.
I'm just thinking that what you could, what I'm interested in,
never
what
mind.
I think
that's
we
all
as
say
investigators yet. Are interested in is the idea of...
No dark parking lots for them.
If this is some sort of an automated thing, mm-hmm. or perhaps remotely controlled. And if remotely controlled... What would you be able to like determine the distance from which
you need for catfish?
You're rolling to answer that? Then I'm barking up a random tree then, it doesn't matter. But
have this thing checked for explosives yet?
No.
We never even thought of it. I mean
well,
okay, so don't open it up and give it a box topsy just yet. But what I would like to know
let me
is,
give it a once over.
Okay.
Alright.
Everyone get around real close, just in case.
Yeah, Tim, let's just let the man work, and he'll let us know what's up with it.
No, he won't.
He'll grill it. He'll give us a nice, in-depth review. And you're saying he won't.
Leo,
okay.
Leo looks it over for a few minutes.
And doubting Leo's capabilities?
Runs a couple scanners over it.
Mm-hmm.
Pops it open.
Aha! Aha! See?
Well,
it always means something.
You see this?
Yeah.
This is a detonator.
Hmm.
It was rigged, but it wasn't rigged to kill whoever opened it. It was rigged to kill whatever it was attached to.
So it was rigged to kill the fish?
Yeah. It
or was it rigged once it got to a certain area to... possibly kill whatever it was going to go to.
It's a small explosive. Probably designed to kill
this
the
is
fish.
I mean, how explosive
this
are
this is a small charge,
oh,
and the way this thing
charge?
Is set up, all the force would be directed down, which, from what you're telling me, would be into the fish's brain.
Yeah.
I have this napkin with this diagram here.
Yep, that'd probably kill it. See, the force would be directed right down
right
here, and it would sever the spinal column right there.
I see, yeah.
Actually, quite skillful craftsmanship here. I'm also seeing antennas and transmitters and, man.
So this isn't stuff that we could find at a normal Radio Shack.
I don't know if I could put something like this together. I don't think
so.
I
we're
could.
Talking about a professional job.
We're talking about probably several professionals.
Whoa. All right.
Someone's dead man. Dead.
Well, they can't be
man
in Louisville.
Switching
there's
catfish.
Not a professional in
apparently so.
Okay.
Hey, you brought this into me.
I know.
From what you can tell, if you can't tell right now, if you can let us know later.
Yeah.
Was this designed to attack people listening to a certain frequency, or was it just designed to aggravate the fish and then kill it?
I can't tell just at a glance.
Okay.
Give me a day or two
all
to
right,
look
right.
this thing over, and I'll let you guys know what I find.
Okay.
All
right.
Also, it would be helpful if you could let us know what the transmitter's range is.
I will do that.
If you can.
Mm-hmm. I will see what I can do. All
right.
That way we could find out if someone had to be standing on the Second Street Bridge or on top of the...
Yeah.
you know.
The call's coming from inside the catfish.
Inside the catfish.
Or if somebody could have been doing this from
get away, it's
outer space. I mean, you know, one way or another.
Was it,
I guess in the meantime, we should keep, have them keep an eye out on the river in case this is just one of several.
Well, I'm gonna go over to Brian. Yeah.
I know it's now in the middle of the Ohio River, but that transverse are working. Maybe we need to get our catfish back. Was it? Remember, he got hooked with a.
There's a lot of big catfish.
Remember, our catfish got hooked with transverse harpoon. Maybe we need to.
Get, that's right. It does have a homing.
Yes, because someone suggested that. And now I think I need to go get back our catfish because someone wanted to make sure the catfish died. And so we need to know why.
It died. We shot it to death.
Yes, but maybe there's something in the catfish brain we need to see. AKA, you put an explosive down the brain that keeps you from seeing something in the catfish's brain.
That's an interest. I never thought about that.
Yes.
And I'm glad that I got the homing harpoon.
Yes.
So, all right.
Excellent notion, Moish.
So I'll start with the paper. Okay, we need to reacquire catfish. And then, send dive team, get catfish.
This standard aquatic monster reacquisition form.
Here's the transmitter frequency.
Oh,
form.
Violet and triplicate.
Yes, reacquired.
I got $50. Environmental impact. Come back out here in a few minutes and say, you guys are the dive team.
I have a feeling that they are.
What's that?
So I'm about to ask Brian DeLucci.
Yes. By the way, this is pretty late at night because you headed out at dusk and won the river for a few hours.
So is he there?
But he is still there. The rumor is he doesn't sleep.
Oh, okay.
Was it? Do it in the morning when it's light. Oh. But was it? It's got a transmitter. We can go find the catfish.
Oh, come in.
Ah, Mr. DeLucci, I hope I'm not interrupting.
Yeah, hold on a second. No, I'm sorry. M-Force cannot back any candidate in this thing. We are a strictly apolitical organization. Look, okay. I'll get back to you. Okay. I'll call you back. Okay. Yes. Google, what's up?
Bigfoot for president again?
Long story.
Okay. Well, I'm just curious. I mean, we just transferred to this office. Is this set up with a separate lab team, or are we pretty much an all-for-one type office at this location?
How do you mean?
Well, we got a device that was attached to large fish, large mutant fish.
Oh, the rogue catfish.
Yeah.
You took it down then.
And we're wondering, do we have to analyze this thing, or are there other people at the Louisville office to analyze it, or...
We've got a few people here. You talked to Leo, I assume.
Okay. Yes. What about reconnaissance? Because Bard brought up a good idea. I actually put a harpoon in the thing with a homing device, and Leo suggested that there's a possibility that possibly they wanted the catfish destroyed for a reason, so...
You think we need
explosive device.
Get the fish back.
Yeah.
Yes.
Are we recon or is someone else recon?
We're pretty much any agent is whatever needs to be done at the time, but I can probably get together a recon team.
Okay.
That probably wouldn't include you guys. Unless you want to volunteer for it.
Not really.
No. I don't blame you. I've been on a few recon teams myself.
Yeah, and we're talking about the Ohio. I've heard about that place.
You ever tried to recover a swamp beast from a sewage treatment plant?
I don't think I want to, sir.
Funny story. I'll tell you sometime.
It shouldn't be that bad because it's probably transmitting its location.
Yeah.
Excellent.
It should be easy to recover.
Well, fill out the forms and I'll get a team together.
We've already got the forms filled out.
That's right. I've been doing. Tim's on the ball.
All right.
He's got all that paperwork. And then some.
Here you are, sir.
Make a disc jockey roll.
Ooh, failed it by 6. Ouch.
No.
Yeah.
Wouldn't I put disc jockey on top of my brain or something?
Yeah.
No.
No, would you? It's just a job.
It's just a job. Jobs and and
failed by
stats
six.
Are separate.
Yeah.
If you have anything like you have M-Force Administration, so you would add that.
Okay.
But three. You still missed by three.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, the forms are more complicated than you remember. You're still working on them.
All right. Okay. Still working on it, Danny. Hold on.
It doesn't matter how smart you are. Some of those bureaucratic forms are mind-numbing.
You can only fill them out so fast.
Well, see, no, I remember seeing a memo for what's it, Seven Planet Services. All notes must be in blue or black. Mm-hmm. There was blue and black ink. So I did two sets, one in blue
crayon,
and the other and it's like, please don't.
Black paint.
Hey, if all it said was blue or black, you were perfectly within your
rights. What was funny is they meant
sky yes, blue.
Ink, not typed in blue or black.
I'm sorry, when you cut corners on directions,
that's what you get.
Yeah.
Like typing exactly. So beautifully clear, that's not me.
That's not what they want.
But what if it's in, like, you know, toner? Ink, you know.
No, it was. They were all handwritten because after 4 or 5 years, you don't want to be able to read them.
I had to fill one in sky blue crayon. It's technically blue.
Yes.
It's true.
It's illegible, but it's blue.
Or white crayon.
No, blue or black.
If it doesn't, specify blue or black, then use white crayon.
Okay. Anyway. You were saying something about stalking a concert?
Oh, I'll do that later. Stalking.
What?
Skulking around Freedom Hall.
Oh, Tobey Maguire concert?
Toby Keith.
Oh, okay, whatever. I don't know. I don't listen
Toby
to hip-hop.
Tobey Maguire's an actor.
He might be a singer, too.
Eventually. They all seem to want to do.
They do. No, this is a Toby Keith concert. But you would happen to know
do
Chuck
any
is
of
all
us
psyched
swimming?
Up for.
Any of us at all have swimming?
Well, aren't they already, like, there?
Yeah.
I don't think
I mean, he's
any
been psyched up
has.
About this for, like, a month.
I know, but...
Everyone in HQ has heard about it.
He only totally told me about him taking Sam earlier tonight.
Well, he didn't have to tell you about her. She's his girl.
I understand that, but he did tell me about it earlier tonight. Yeah, so, anyway, why are jobs so expensive?
What?
Because they're about? Very flexible and useful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Depending on what you pick, I mean.
Yes.
M-Force agent, it covers shooting, it covers figuring out stuff about monsters.
Oh,
that
makes sense.
Desk jockey, though, that you're talking about a lot of administrative knowledge and a lot of, and it's very general.
See, I would see that being useful for things like research and...
Now, I would think that Max would let you beef it up a little bit if you had a very specific type of job.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Or conversely, you could rename it to something a little more general.
Just really quickly, because I know that we don't have a lot of time, but really quickly, just as an example.
Okay.
Don't even think about desk jockey.
Right.
Because, you know, that's what my profession was, but I'm a Gen X schlub, so yeah, whatever.
So you're a hacker, too?
She's an international supermodel.
Okay.
Famous as all get out, international supermodel. Really good at it. Mm-hmm. Famous not for being an M-Force agent, but for being an international supermodel. Yeah. But she's only a 6. So she still has a below average chance of being good at being an international supermodel at any given time. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. She could be one of those that isn't all that, I don't know, runway... all that knowledgeable on runway etiquette and
stuff
like
that.
But what
I'm saying
is that famous
you're
that
having to come
it.
Up with an excuse for why she's not as good an international supermodel as she should be. Because this is all he could afford to buy up for her character.
No, I think that she's
only... a two-word response to that.
Uh-oh.
Paris Hilton.
Oh. But she's not an international supermodel.
No, but she's
a
crazy famous...
porn star. There's a difference.
She's a crazy famous celebrity
in
for no real reason.
Yay.
No,
and there's also
I know, but she needs to go to jail.
Yes, that,
she
does. Yeah, I've got international supermodel, and most people don't.
Yes.
So I still get the benefits from that beyond...
There's a lot of people who are models that would not even have model as a job because it's a secondary thing that they do on the side.
I mean,
if she had like an 11 or a 13 or a 15 in international supermodel, that would consume her life, and she really wouldn't have enough time to be an
M-Force
agent.
I think my point about this being the like bare minimum.
Yeah.
Well, but and I think that the way, I mean, all I'm saying is the way that you guys are describing how this works in game terms, advantage-wise, it should be a bonus to something else. It should not be a base number. Your regular job enhances your ability to do your agent job. It should be a bonus, not a base level thing. The fact that she, what Mark just said, she's an international supermodel, right? Mm. And not many other people are. Well, that doesn't really matter. It matters. That would be a real, that would be a very true statement. It would be a good game benefit if you had that written down, if it were a bonus to you. But it's not a bonus to you. You've got a practically like only a 30% chance of rolling under that number if you ever needed to roll it.
That's something to ask the Hex Game people.
That's what
about.
I'm doing. Yeah. I'm not arguing with you guys. I'm saying for the benefit of the podcast.
Oh, I thought you were just wanting to be bitchy about it.
No, okay. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Anyway, we can move on.
I understand your logic.
But I just to game rules wise, that is one of my. I'm scratching my head about why this is set up the way that it is.
These are entry level characters. That's why we have yum yums to spin to beef up stuff. Mm-hmm.
I'm reading through the M-Force book and some of the other Hex Game stuff I've seen. From what I've seen, they don't really put a lot of effort into making the thing munchkin-proof. I mean, if you want to min-max your character, you can do it really easily.
Oh, yeah.
And they pretty much assume if you're going to play, you're going to play fair, right, or the GM will do what the GM is supposed to do and stop you.
Smite thee.
And I think what's happened here is I think you guys have put more into like skills and things than they expect for a standard M-Force game. Because the example characters do have jobs in like the 9 to 13 range.
Yeah.
So. Oh.
I mean, I don't even have a secondary job. This is my job. Monsters are my job because I'm that big of a fanboy about monsters.
Okay.
I think your job should be monster geek.
Okay.
Thanks for bearing with me on that.
Right.
That's what monkeys are for.
Yeah.
Alright. So, Brian says he'll get the ball rolling on recovering the catfish.
Thanks, boss.
Tim finishes up with the paperwork. And it's about midnight by now.
I think we can take our allotted 4-hour break.
Yeah. You actually don't have anything specific scheduled for the next couple of days.
Woohoo!
Then you go home before I turn into a pumpkin or something.
I got an idea, guys. How about we all take a vacation? To Gatlinburg.
Gatlinburg?
Yeah. You know, they got a really nice aquarium there.
Have fun.
Have fun.
Why? I'm not saying right now. I'm saying we got a few days off.
Well, I want to see what they said, or about this device. You know, when they they say when they probably autopsy the fish.
Mm-hmm.
What's that?
Well, it'll be in the report. We don't need to be around for it.
A couple of days is long enough for me to probably get a gig somewhere.
See, there you go.
Let me go to Knob Creek.
I thought you were, I thought that maybe you had your own little private range somewhere, so to speak.
Yeah, but not with the range I need.
Oh.
It's hard to hide that kind of range.
Honestly, Bart, I figured you'd go out in the middle of the Appalachians and climb a tree and just pick off rednecks or something.
Well, it just ruins my summer now.
I'm sorry. I gave it away. Know what I did over my summer break report for you.
Right.
Alright, so what are people
doing? You're never
going
to find those campers again.
I'm still considering that vacation to Gatlinburg, which is right on the edge of these Smoky Mountains where creepy stuff happens.
Creepy stuff happens everywhere.
I guess I should call my agent and see if they have anything for me.
Okay. And set you a modeling gig at Dollywood.
You have to wear this wig.
No. You've got to be kidding.
Wear this bonnet. And you talk in a southern accent. Oh, screw this.
Ooh, goodbye, Nimbus.
I only mentioned Gatlingburg because I'm going there next weekend.
I'm going to head down to Freedom Hall.
Okay.
Then I'm going to feel like I'm a total and stupid idiot. Drive home.
What?
Kick up the Xbox. Play World of Warcraft for a while. Get really frustrated with how... Don't they have it on Xbox?
No. Warcraft's only on PC. Now, you can play Halo 2 on Xbox.
That...
Blame. I'm sure you've got some frustrations. Play Halo 2.
Okay.
Kill some alien scum.
Okay.
Except that's too much like his day job. It's like going home and playing Bureaucracy.
Oh, God, you're right. Okay, then play Viva Pinata. I have Viva Pinata. Very weird and complex.
Okay.
Not a kid's game at all.
The point being, I go home and play video games until someone calls me with a new mission. Because that is my life.
Good old Tim playing solitaire until his eyes bleed.
Minesweeper. Minesweeper.
This is my three-style. That was in the game of Mahjong.
Peggle.
Alright.
Anyway.
Ram, you do indeed get a small gig for like a local commercial or something. Cool. Nothing glamorous or anything, but it's a job.
It is money, yeah.
Danny, what are you doing?
I don't know. Probably updating the website. The official, unofficial Enforce website. Monsterology website.
Adding a new subsection to the
Monsterpedia.
The Monsterfish section. Monsterfish with mind control devices.
He's got to finish the triple one.
Yeah, I still have to finish the triple one, and I still have to finish the mutant tree with one big eye.
Big Daddy Tree.
Yes.
Where did that come from?
I don't know. It's like a lot of things. It just goes into
about
comes.
Big Daddy Tree. That's got to be worth a yum yum.
Just sometimes it pops out. I don't know where it comes from.
I'm envisioning it with a big mustache now for some reason.
You know, fuzzy fedora. Pimping his peeps. I'm sorry, his treeps.
treeps.
Oh, wow.
Treeping ain't easy.
Okay. Moshe, you're going to Knob Creek to blow off some steam, among other things?
Yeah.
Okay. And Tim, are you literally staying in your apartment or whatever this whole time?
Yeah.
The whole next couple days?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you know, just living life.
Now, what did you do at Freedom Hall? You said you were going over to Freedom Hall for something.
I drove over there. I wandered around for about 5 minutes outside. And then I felt, with the original intent of, like, just waiting to see people start coming out of the concert. And then I felt like a complete and total idiot for doing that. And I got back in my car and drove home and played Xbox.
Okay, I can see that.
Stay up all night, sleep all day. Go to Mickey D's, grab a double cheeseburger.
Okay.
Go back home, play some more Xbox.
All right.
You're at Mickey D's.
Uh-oh.
I had to get you out of your apartment somewhere. You're at Mickey D's.
I'm at Mickey D's.
An evil place anytime.
An evil grease monster.
We got Demon
it's
Cheese
an
coming towards
no,
you.
No, not yet. Demon Cheese.
Your Big Mac smells like kind of sulfurous.
No.
The only thing better than that was us was it confirming the chaplain bless this cheese.
Yes.
Do it now.
Sorry, listeners, we are referring to an episode of a great game called Inspectors that yes. Mark ran us through a few months before we started recording our sessions. Where we literally had to deal with demonic cheese.
Yes.
It was fun.
That was going around to different restaurants, infiltrating yes. people's...
At some point, we needed to do another round of that for this.
Yes.
So anyway, I'm at McDonald's. Yeah.
By the way, I think the inspectors should be another paranormal investigation agency in Louisville. Like, sort of.
Oh, that would be yes. funny.
They're in competition with M-Force.
M-Force and inspectors living in the same yeah. world.
M-Force, inspectors, and the esoterists.
Of course.
Of course.
Oh, wow.
Except the esoterists are always trying to cover it up, and M-Force is trying to educate the yeah. public about it.
Yeah. Oh, that would be great.
So there's like half a dozen people there, so you're waiting in line. You hear a voice from behind you. Hello, Timothy.
Who is it?
It's a rather spooky but oddly alluring goth chick.
Okay.
With tattoos up her arms.
What does it make with you and the spooky but oddly alluring goth chick?
What other spooky but oddly alluring goth chicks have I...
I don't know, there was the...
Zephyr? Yeah. Zephyr. Oh, wow, yeah, that's a whole different
ball of wax.
I mean,
you got this whole
thing
going.
Okay, I got a theme going.
Yeah.
At least
Suicide
it's not my...
Girls much?
At least it's not my red-headed swashbuckler Irish chick trope. That's
oh, true.
Way bigger than the goth chick trope.
Anyway. Okay. We all have
Hello, Ginny.
Are
What's
you
up?
Smiling, your big smile?
Sure, I'm smiling my big smile.
She's giving you her typical enigmatic look, like she knows something you don't.
Why, Ginny, you're looking at me like you know something I don't.
God.
I always know something you don't, Timothy.
Yeah, you caught me on that one. So
we're a small Pioneer Studio audience next to him going, ooh, you got burned.
I didn't know you went in for the whole meat thing.
Oh, I don't.
So what are you doing at Mickey D's? Not that I'm not glad you're here, but what's up?
I'm here to meet you, of course.
Cherry.
Okay. So, do you need me to, like, do you want to go talk or something? Can I... Like, get my...
I'll take your order, please, sir.
Actually, I'm like, can I take your order, please?
I'll have a...
Go ahead, get your dead cow.
Salad. I'll have one of those shake 'em up salad thingies with...
You like extra chicken or cheese on that, sir?
No, no. Just the leaf stuff and the little veggies cut up.
I'm sorry, there's no picture of that on the cash register, sir. You give me a Santa Fe special.
That's good. That's fine.
$7.
Oh, dear God. That is good.
Thank you.
And you get your 5 ounces of salad.
Okay. So, okay, I got my food.
No, you place your order for your food.
I place my order.
Timothy, Timothy, Timothy.
Ginny, Ginny, Ginny.
Strange circles you're moving in these days. Trees and fish, monsters.
So I just okay. I look at the camera and smirk. Yeah. Well, you know, it's a job, and you seem to know all kinds of things about it.
I know many things. I also know that there's someone who needs to talk to you.
Okay.
She hangs out and tries to talk to him.
He like, says he has information you may want. Early.
Okay.
I warn you, though, he's a little strange. Yes, this is coming from Ginny.
Okay. I can deal. What's the sitch? What's he want me, where was it, where does he want me to meet him? Are you gonna come along?
I don't know. It depends how the spirit moves.
Okay, that makes perfect sense in Ginny world. So
I haven't decided yet.
Well, what's the sitch? Does he want, where does he want me to meet him, when, and all that stuff?
He said the Air Devil's Inn
about
11 o'clock.
Today?
Today, tomorrow.
I want to see him week. In Air Devil's Inn. That'll be hilarious.
Okay,
We can make it
if you...
His sense of time isn't really as rigid as mine.
Okay. What do I need to know... Any other things about him, like who, what his name is, or what he looks like, or is he just going to know me when I get through the door and all that stuff?
Oh, I told him about you.
Okay, then.
His name's Raul.
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 Yes.
Okay. Thank you so very much.
Of course.
It's a multi-purpose name.
Okay, how you been?
That's a good question. We have some more interesting but vaguely frustrating talk with you.
Okay.
And then she just sort of drifts away.
Order number 258.
See you around.
Maybe.
Order number 258!
Yeah.
Please.
Is this the salad?
Yeah.
Yeah, who wants a salad? I get back in line. When I get a chance to, I will order...
double bacon cheeseburger.
Big Mac Happy Meal.
Big Mac Happy Meal.
I mean a Big Mac Value Meal. Sorry.
They bring you a Big Mac Happy Meal.
With the free Enforce toys.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Enforce toys.
Perfect.
Introducing this week, the plush tree pole.
The plush tree
pole. Wow, that was fast.
Get your own plastic can of toxic goo.
Non-toxic, toxic goo.
Yes. Yeah.
All right, so the very next time that 11 o'clock comes around...
A plushy burning firefly.
Actually,
oh.
You finish your dinner.
Yeah.
You leave. Ginny's standing in the parking lot. Timothy.
Hi, Ginny.
He said you can bring your friend if you want.
Okay.
And she turns and walks away.
You have her phone number? Is it 867-5309?
That's just never she gives me one in bars.
For what it's worth, it's
probably
Jenny, not Jenny. But it's okay.
I'm sorry.
I'm just saying. So I'll call up Miriam. And Bard and Danny.
Okay.
You know, at various times within the 2 or 3 minute span. And tell them that we're all going to meet at the Air Devil's Inn at 10:55.
We are. Why are we meeting at the Air Devil's Inn?
Because I got a guy named Raul who wants to talk to us. He says he's got some information about some of the wacky crap that we've been immersed in over the past few days.
Oh, really?
So, lovely. You know... Information shall be shared and all that kind of good stuff.
Yeah.
So come on over!
Oh, why not?
Oh, goody.
Yeah, sure, as soon as I'm done with the Halo 3 beta test. Give me an hour or two.
10:55, be there or be not there.
Be there.
Oh, don't be there. I see my character's like, pull!
Yeah, the background noise is real bad when you call boys. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, okay then.
Alright.
Some guys are 50 caliber machine gun set up at the like far side of the field. He's still just like...
I pictured hitting a bunch of guys or seeing how far they can shoot. Like, was it, you know, glass bottles? How the scopes are going? There's a glass bottle way out there. Trust me. Now there isn't. Yeah.
See that grand hog poking his head out?
Maybe the Winyard grand hog.
That has happened every once in a while at
that
range.
Yeah, I remember looking at that. It was a... it wasn't a grand hog. What was it? It was a... not a prairie dog. But it was some type of...
a groundhog.
Small rodent.
Yeah.
And just moved real slowly, and no one could hit it. And about three people were like, "Joe!"
There were several people
being
crying.
Gone. Just barely missing it, too.
Excuse me a second.
Yeah, look.
Hey. Hey, Kim. I just got your voicemail.
I was going to say, Air Devil Zen is going to suck, and then I'm like, wait a minute, with all the crap that we normally face,
okay,
Air Devil Zen will be refreshing.
All right, I'll see you then.
Although, poor Mario. Bye. Going to Air Devil's Inn.
Alright.
So kick ass and take names. I'm not worried about it.
Alright.
Of course you wouldn't be worried about it. It's a man without fear. Daredevil himself, but without the cane and the blindness.
That you know of.
Well, yeah, I've seen your choice in women, Tim. You think you are blind.
Ooh. Ouch.
I don't know where this animosity comes from.
I don't know.
Actually, just for the record, the two women in Tim's life, one of them has an aspect cuter than she thinks she is, and the other one has mysterious goth chick allure.
If you like the mysterious goth chick thing. Danny doesn't. Danny thinks it's a whiny, angsty crap.
Good to know.
Speaking of Danny.
That's right. Danny. Danny McDougal.
Danny McDougal. Monster expert.
Monster expert extraordinaire. Official webmaster of the unofficial Enforced Monsterology Guide.
Monsterpedia.
Monsterpedia.
Sexy enigma of monsterology.
Geeky.
Now you're pushing
weird.
It, right?
Geeky enigma of munchteriness. I give myself one for that.
All right.
You get a call from Leo because he kind of likes you. He's kind of a geek too, so he kind of gets that whole thing. He's more into the mechanical end of things and monsters, but he's...
I'm sure that he's filled me in on a couple of things that I've missed on mechanical monsters.
Absolutely.
And stuff.
The cyborg monsters, the killer robots.
Because, you know, mechanics aren't really my thing.
He's actually...
I'm sure he's set me up with some nice special weapons,
too. That's another of his specialties. He's working on a Stick-O-Matic 2000.
Stick-O-Matic.
In case you get vampire problems.
I hope we don't.
Basically, he gives you a call. Hey, Danny.
Oh, hey, Leo. What's up?
Well, I got some info on that box you guys brought in.
Oh, okay.
And I gotta tell you, I got three other guys looking at it, and we figured out what it does, but I don't think all of us together could put this sucker together.
What do you mean?
Well, it's basically a radio receiver. But it's got elements of cybernetics in it somehow. If I'm reading it right, and it's not all that easy to tell because it's so damn complicated, and also because, well, that one corner's busted, it looks like it was supposed to receive transmissions which would maybe control the fish. And it looks like it's also got basically a dead man switch, so if something happened, I don't know if they didn't want the fish to talk, it could be deep sixed.
Well, did they recover the fish?
They're working on that. Apparently the homing beacon came loose and it's been swallowed by another catfish, but they think they've got the location pinpointed.
Okay.
but I've been doing a little research on this sort of thing, this box, mm-hmm. and I've only come up with like half a dozen names of people that
manufacturers.
Well, not many. This isn't anything off the rack. This is custom made.
This is
customized. And
wow.
There's only like half a dozen people that any of us could think of in this country that could pull this kind of cybernetics work. And
anything checking out?
Well, you were on the whole tree monster thing a few days ago.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, the tree pole.
Yeah. Then maybe this name will ring a bell. Dr. Mimi Totoro.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's that evil wench Totoro.
I'm not saying she did it, but she's one of only about five or six people who could have done it.
It's very odd, very coincidental.
Is that. So, that's what I got for now.
It's better than nothing. Thank you very much, Leo.
Alright, well, good luck. Let me know if you get anything more interesting.
Yeah, I might tonight. I'll let you know.
By the way, we got a brief biography of Dr. Mimi Totoro, in case anyone wants to read it. It's in purple because, like you, Chris, the black ink on my printer is screwed up.
Is it an Epson?
No, it's an HP.
Okay, mine's an Epson, and black isn't working right. And I've tried cleaning it like five times, and I gave up.
Whoa. Excuse me.
What?
This
is stats part?
Yeah, this is the...
secret information that we should not have had access to.
I actually printed out two copies.
Oh,
so
the public version and the private version.
Okay, what did I do with it?
Max wants his own personal tutorial course. Yeah.
I know I bought it. There, I've got it already.
No. All right. Dr. Mimi Totoro!
Dr. Totoro is a tall, slender woman with jet black hair, worn in a ponytail, and dark blue eyes. I won't read the rest of it, as it's quite a bit.
I'll try to post it on the monkey at some point, if anyone cares. She'd be played in the movie by Kelly Hu.
I have a sneaking suspicion that somebody might see this.
Yes.
I don't know who. Who do we know whose name Mimi Totoro?
There's no one named Mimi on the Hopping Monkey.
I know. There's no Mimi.
That's ridiculous. She'll be played by Kelly Hu, who is actually the actress who played Lady Deathstrike in X-Men 2.
Very cool.
It took me forever to figure out her name.
All you had to do was ask me.
Nick apparently knows all of the exotic women.
No, I'm just saying I have a fairly decent catalog of...
A
celebrity names.
Movie. Oh, okay.
In my head.
You're the opposite of me, by the way.
Yeah, I mean, unless it's Melissa Joan Hart, I don't know who the hell they are. So,
really?
Yeah.
That's okay. Never mind.
That's my. I fully admit, I absolutely fanboy gush over Melissa Joan Hart, who is only a year younger than me.
Hmm. Wow.
Which I figured as much. I'm like, you know what? She looks like she's 16, but no. I can tell.
Well, that makes it okay.
Well, that she only looks like she's 16. She's only a year younger than me. Hell. She's old. She's over the hill. And she's...
Remember
but she's a newborn...
Society.
She's a newborn kitty compared to Mick here.
God. Member of the Who Society?
The Cross
oh, yeah.
Society.
No, not the Who Society. That's Kelly Who. Not the Who Society.
There's an organization, the Guess Who Society.
Yeah,
nanotechnology. Referred to as Miss Mingala.
Oh, that's my God. Bioengineering. Genetic engineering. Exotic experiments.
There's only no way to use that. It's pretty much detractors.
You gotta love when, in bold print, it says exotic experience.
That's actually not supposed to be bold. My computer screwed up.
Oh, sure. I shall look at that intently.
I want to be seated during the gripping reading scene.
The gripping.
The Cross Society, also known as the Frankenstein Club.
Putting up the paper and like,
I probably know a good deal about Totoro.
And that!
I would imagine her genetic mutations and everything.
Yeah. She's never been definitively linked to anything nefarious, but she's been suspiciously close on a number of occasions.
Unlike the nefarious Vendermore.
The confirmed super criminal Vendermore.
The up and coming super criminal. The glass jaw Vendermore. Trump. Okay.
We think he might make with it. The Super Criminal Rookie of the Year this year, now that he's gone off on his own.
Ah, yes. Miss Tutorial.
So, Mimi. Well, I don't know this.
Hopefully one day I shall have a talk with her.
Yeah.
Find her intellect stimulating.
That's what he wants, a talk.
No. Her experiments are horrifyingly interesting.
You need to know the exact details for the Monsterpedia.
Exactly.
Pick her brain and such, huh, Danny?
I have thought about even entering her in the Monsterpedia.
Technically, you can't be human to be in the Monsterpedia, so you'd have to prove that somehow.
Yes, exactly, which is why
there
I must
can be
meet
exceptions,
her.
That's all I gotta say.
Yes, you have talked about splicing the werewolf gene that makes them immune to weapons into normal humans, which technically...
I mean, I have a spot reserved for Karl Rove, but nothing's been proven yet.
You can put her right next to the Rosie O'Donnell one, right?
Right before Donald Trump's hair.
Which is sentient. It's the real secret behind him.
Yeah,
the hair is actually Donald Trump. Right. The body is just a clone.
Probably. Okay. Anyway.
Yeah.
We digress for the 15
billion
time.
Enough celebrity bashing for now.
Yes.
There'll be more later, I'm sure. By the way, Mick, I haven't decided who should play Ginny, so if you have any ideas, go right ahead. I'm trying to come up with actual actors from my major NPC, since it's a Quags game.
Oh, shoot, what the heck is her name? Played the evil witch in The Craft, also the main vampire in Blade Trinity.
The main vampire, those are different people, actually.
No, those are the same people.
Parker Posey.
Parker Posey, but, yeah, that's an acceptable, yeah. Parker Posey could be it. I was,
What were you thinking? You obviously had someone in mind. Are they famous enough to where we'd know the name?
Nah.
The girl who works at Hardee's? Yeah.
The girl I saw on the street the other day.
The cute barista from Starbucks. Oh, okay.
Anyway. Unless anyone else is... doing anything interesting.
No, think Allison Hannigan with black hair instead of red hair.
So the Buffy last season Allison Hannigan.
The except evil not evil.
I knew you'd like Evil Willow. I'm not even a Buffy fan and I know about Evil Willow.
Yeah, that would be better. Allison Hannigan.
Okay.
I didn't watch much of the past season 5. I just know bits and pieces of stuff.
Good old stuff.
But anyway.
Alright.
Well, I'll probably print out like a little thing about Totoro like this. The brief biography.
Suspiciously similar to that. Except for the who would play her in the movie.
Right? Yeah.
Alright.
And not the striking without being beautiful. I'm like, oh yeah, it's a little creepy. I'm not going to type that out.
Well, you copied it off the official Wikipedia, which has an entry for it, right?
But I'm going to put that down as being a cross-reference between both the treacle and the mind-controlled catfish. The bioengineered catfish.
The cyberfish.
We don't know catfish. If it's quite cyber.
Terminator 4, catfish.
Yes, that's all we need.
The catfish was played by Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Blah.
It's the feeling eater.
Feeling eater. Got my feelers on you.
So
I guess we're
something.
All meeting at the Air Devils.
Yep.
At 10:55.
Right.
Now, are you meeting at AM or PM? Because Ginny never specified.
I'm going to say PM. I don't think ADI is open at 11 AM. Call me crazy.
Yeah.
Right. Although, do they have a lunch?
I don't know. I've only been in there once.
I've passed by there many times.
Oh, yeah, I've passed by it tons of times. With everything I've heard about, I dare not go in.
I've never been in there either, but I've heard from people who have. And also, it's a little
I've heard it's not as bad as people say. And I've also heard it's worse than what people say. I'm like, okay.
Probably depends on when you go.
Probably. I don't think anyone's
been
shot there
recently. One
time
I went, it was not as bad as people say.
Okay. I don't think anyone's been shot there recently. I think it's been a good couple of years.
Yeah. I see us going there one of these days and having a like Hogwallers moment. You know how all those the gaming folks in Muncie and I at the dinner table started hanging out at this biker.
Oh yeah. All right, so you get to the Air Devil's Inn.
Yeah.
All right.
It's dark. It's smoky.
I don't like this.
It's not as bad as
I don't even need to roll nerve. I'm just like. Mm.
It's not as bad as you'd anticipated, but it's worse than you'd hoped.
Oh boy.
There's not a huge crowd, but there's a few other people around.
I'm making sure that I'm keeping Bard in sight. I'm like, if Bard can take out any of these people, I'm going to stay with Bard.
I decided after I get that call, yeah, a couple clips of Crystal practice would be all moving right now. Okay, there, yeah.
I forget, does ADI have a weapons check?
There wasn't the night I went.
Okay. I was just curious.
I'm going to say no, especially in a world of monsters.
Yeah.
Good point.
They won't let you take your rifle, but
small arms are fine. It's like, oh, what? It's a modified Glock? I don't care.
And I'm pretty sure Miriam has a knife on her somewhere.
I assume she pretty much always does. Yeah.
Probably several.
Probably.
That's an interesting
Ooh, they didn't find
belt.
This one.
So I'll walk up to the bartender and say, hey, we're here to see Raul. Is he around?
Raul who?
Just look around. Maybe that girl you were talking about is also here.
Is Ginny in the room?
You don't see her.
Is there anybody in the room that looks like a Raul who's trying to catch my eye?
I'm thinking they're looking for
a couple of guys trying to catch you.
What's that? Because we stand out.
Especially with Miriam frickin' Rosa.
Speaking of which, I just rolled an 18 on my famous...
Which means
failed it.
No one notices
you.
Yeah.
Notices me. Oops.
Apparently, you're in disguise.
Yeah, it's just some
sunglasses
check.
And.
Yeah. This probably wouldn't be a good place to make that roll. So, you guys want some drinks or what?
Sure.
Yeah.
All right.
Excellent. 12 on overconfident. Give me the strongest drink you got.
Oh, dear God.
He kind of raises an eyebrow.
No problem.
Well, are you guys going to drive him home?
I will.
All right. By the way, if anyone out there has actually been in the Air Devil's Inn, yes, I'm going to hopelessly mangle your favorite bar now.
Oh, ouch.
All right, kid. Devil's Brew.
Ah. I smell it. Does it have any type of smell at all?
You can't tell. Your nose is numb.
Whoa. Huh. Yeah, screw it. Damn.
Make a default body roll.
All right.
It's a roll against half your body score.
I made it with a 4.
Okay. You're drunk. You're not staggering, slobbering drunk, but...
Whoa. Wow. Oh, this is good. I've never had an instant buzz before. Wow.
Anybody else?
Stoli blue on the rocks.
Good. Stoli? Thanks.
Whatever the beer on tap is.
Kosher beer.
Long Island tea. Thank you.
Are you guys sitting at the bar, or are you getting a table, or what?
Am I growing anything out of here? Okay. I'm pointing to the scar going, am I growing anything out of here? This does taste pretty funky.
I have a feeling that if there is something growing in you, that would probably kill it off.
You know, you're probably right.
So I'll stand
so
at the bar.
So who's this Raul guy?
Just looking around, seeing if there's anybody who's catching my eye or looking like a shady character.
Okay.
I'm just going to look at the bartender. Hey, bartender. Is there anyone here who's looking for a group of M-Force people?
Not that I know
saying
of.
Saying that, you know, if there's anybody around. No one.
Not that I know of.
Well, you're a little crap.
You looking to meet someone?
Yeah, that Raul guy that Tim here was talking about.
I've heard that name.
Well, a lot of people named Raul.
Are you open at 11:30 in the morning?
Hell no.
Okay.
So you all at the bar right now?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Sure.
Okay. Make a brains perception roll. You are at a default brains roll because you're drunk.
Oh, I missed it by 3.
You know those spots on the wall form a picture if you look at them just right.
I rolled a 4.
Okay.
So I made
it. And Tim made a critical failure.
I missed by 1.
Okay. You just flat out don't see anything. You see, Miriam sees nothing. Danny is noticing how the spots on the wall, if you look at them just the right way, and imagine it one here and one here, they make a face.
And I'm probably also noticing, you know, the neon lights sort of shift around when you move your eyes.
That's nice.
That's called perspective.
Oh, well, thank you, Miss Laida.
Tim, you sort of out of the corner of your eye, you notice a guy looking your way, and when you turn around to see if it's anyone you know or anything, he gets up and goes out the back.
It's a trap.
Maybe he realized you saw him. Whatever reason, he you turned to look at him and he heads up the back.
Okay. I'm gonna start drifting that way and go back there.
Okay. Moisha, with a successful roll, you actually see someone. You're not sure where he came from because you'd almost swear he wasn't in the bar when you came in. Mm-hmm. Tall, sort of skinny guy with a big mop of black hair. For those of you who know what he looks like a young Tim Burton. Yes. Yes.
Wait a minute, what do you mean mop of black hair? Is it permed black?
You've
mop
seen Tim Burton.
Yeah, I'm just curious. You said a young Tim Burton with a bunch of hair. Is it the Frankenfurter?
It's basically...
You're thinking of Tim Curry.
I know. I realize that. But actually, they do sort of look similar when they were younger. When they were younger.
He's got a long, untidy hair. It's not permed or greasy or anything. It's kind of wild.
I'm probably doing the whole, wow, I see vapor trails. Sweet. This reminds me of my college days. I think I should put this in the monsterology.
Maybe some sort of liquid monster.
Yeah.
So Moisha, you actually see this guy, and you're not sure where he came from, but he's there now, walking towards your group.
Right.
I'm nervous to try to get Tim's attention.
Yeah.
Yeah, come here. Can't point out, was it the... I think there's wrong.
Okay.
Is it...
Huh? What?
I think the man walking up is Raul.
Oh. Are you Raul?
he strolls up to you. Timothy.
Yeah, hi.
No, he's Timothy.
Raul?
He ain't Raul.
I am the seventh son of the seventh son.
Excellent.
I am Raul.
Oh, he is Raul. I'm confused now. Are you Timothy?
I offer Raul.
Here.
Is he going to shake
just
it?
Just listen. What? All right, Patton. Okay. Just listen.
All right.
He doesn't really give off a vibe like he's too good for you.
Oh, no, yeah. Like he's just not even thinking about it. Yeah, okay. Well,
listen.
Jenny Gentry told me that you kind of wanted to meet with us, and these are my compadres, this Miriam.
Si, amigo.
Felicitations.
Bard Goldstein and Danny McDougal, who's just downed an entire cup full of devil's brew or some such thing.
Great stuff.
And we here are at your service.
Well, let us sit. Let us retire to a corner table.
We're going to retire to a corner table, guys.
Oh.
Right.
We're done?
Yep, we're...
And Eddie's young. There's much to be done.
Okay.
My current will take the outside of the table for some reason.
Okay.
It means like,
Raul doesn't care where he sits.
All right.
Ginny mentioned you had some information that might be helpful to us.
Yes. Information. I have so many kinds of information. But then so do you. Because you hunt the darkness. No, you hunt the things in the darkness.
Yeah, that's what they say.
You know, how do you hunt darkness?
But sometimes that which hunts in darkness is not born in darkness.
This doesn't have anything to do with Dr. Mimi Totoro. Totoro, does it?
I do not know.
Okay. Rat.
But I do know. I do know that there was a death on the river. It was not a human death. I know that you four were there.
Mm-hmm. Okay. It was a fishy death.
Yes. Yes, it was. I do know that you need to know where to go from there. You need to follow the tail of the fish and not the head of the fish and swim against the stream.
Mm-hmm.
I'm directing a raised eyebrow at Timothy over here.
I'm rolling my eyes. I can't.
Okay.
You need to know where the fish came from. And why the fish was where it was. And why the fish was what it was.
Well, we've been looking into that.
But you've been looking into it from the top. And I have been looking from the bottom.
The bottom of the Ohio?
So to speak.
Ew.
And that's why I am here to help you.
Okay. We appreciate that.
God, I failed that brain. I decided, even though it's dead on, since I'm drunk, it should probably be half.
Yeah. You need to find the tail of the fish, and the tail of the fish is across the river.
Who would want to steal the tail of the fish?
I think he's talking in metaphors.
Okay.
Across the river.
Across the river. Under the ashes.
Under the ashes. In Indiana.
Yes. The land of the Indian. But not the Indian from India. The Indian from America.
Oh, I'm really confused now. Ow. My head.
Okay.
I need to look beneath the ashes.
Beneath the ashes.
Find that which does not burn.
Rock don't burn.
That is true.
Woohoo! I win!
I would tell you more clearly if I could, but we all have our limitations. Seek what the fire did not consume. Seek beneath the tombstone and find whether the corpse is really a corpse.
Okay.
Completely
related to this. I'll go into it later. Okay.
Do you know what my totem animal is?
No. I walk a different path.
Oh. You just talk like they do in those movies. That's all.
But we are in a movie. Don't you know?
Huh? Oh, he's got Miriam Rose. Could be. I don't know.
I'm a model, not an actress.
Yeah, whatever.
Are you a model, or do you play the part of a model?
We appreciate your this. We appreciate your cryptic, but nevertheless very intriguing clues and hints and information. What are you drinking? I'm buying.
I'm not tonight. He smiles. Everyone give me a default brain roll. You give me a half default brain roll.
Missed it by five.
Okay.
Hit it by one.
Made it.
I'm not having a good night with the dice.
You know what? Okay. No, I decided that.
You gonna make it?
I'm going to go ahead and make it.
Wow.
All right. All right then. He says I'm not drinking tonight, and he sort of grins at you. He's got fangs. If there are no more questions, I ask you only remember that I gave you this freely as a gift to you.
Thank you, Raul.
Wow.
He turns and fades mysteriously into the night. Not literally, but...
Okay.
That guy, he was a vampire. Yeah, big old fang things.
Yeah. Yeah. Sure he did. I think you're cut off with him.
No, he did.
He did?
See?
Yes.
Tim?
Come on, man.
What?
I know vampires. He's a vampire.
Okay.
I don't know why he was here.
He was here to give us information. I suggest we go and
do we normally take information from vampires?
Yeah, I mean, we're not supposed to.
Well, we're kind of new at this, guys. We don't normally do anything.
We're not supposed to.
We're
be
kind of carving out our own
monsters,
little path here.
You know?
Okay. We didn't consort with a monster. We consorted with a guy.
Who was
who happens to be a monster?
We consorted with a guy.
A
who
vampire
is a golf
guy.
LARPer. Who has.
A what?
Some sort of enamel.
What's a LARP? Is that like a carp?
It's a mutated carp. It's a large carp or a LARP.
We talked to some guy who sticks enamel teeth into his mouth.
Oh, wait, I've read about this stuff.
Yes.
You think he's one of those wannabe vampires?
And he gave us some information.
And that explains all the whole rigmarole about
well, why
are we really what we are, or are we just playing what we are?
Precisely.
Or...
See, he was giving us clues that he was just a live-action
I bet you he was a vampire, because otherwise we would have been in the Highlands.
Roll.
Why don't we just cut it?
There's
with...
a lot of those losers in the Highlands.
Yeah, I made it.
When Raul first showed up, he smiled at you, and you, now that you're thinking back on it, he didn't have fangs then. And then when he left, he did have fangs.
So you have friends that are into this stuff, Tim?
Oh, Tim talks about this one goth chick. I can't remember her name. It's like
no,
Julie.
Tim does not talk about any goth chicks. Because this very thing is what Tim does not want to start happening.
Oh, you're friends with a bunch of people in the underworld?
No. No. I happen to know... look, somebody that I met one time who helped me... No, who Dude. Helped one of the other agents with a case was just saying that there was some guy who knew something about the fish and he wanted to talk to us. I got a tip. I called you guys up.
Oh, that's cool.
I said, let's go meet this guy.
That's
and
cool.
Anything that you might have seen in the guy's mouth that was pointy and sharp, it must have been some sort of a piece of costumage or something. Okay?
Why?
Like I said, the dude's probably a LARPer. He's one of those goths, you know.
What's a LARP?
He was...
Live action role playing.
Oh. Huh?
Look.
I'll explain it when you're not drunk. Sort of. Explain it when you're not drunk.
Aren't those guys Satanists?
Are we cool with that, Bard?
Sure.
For the time being? For the time being, he can be a LARPer, can't he?
He can be a LARPer.
We can use the information.
Yes.
Underground.
And just pretend...
Where there's stone.
That we're not suspicious about anything.
Where the fish
tail is. Just some kind of guy who likes to role play.
Once isn't everything, but was it...
In Indiana.
I realize that part. The land of Indians who are
not
Indians.
Yes, we're not going to mention
the non-Indian Indians.
Yeah.
Right.
Not India Indians.
Dude did us a solid, we think. Let's track this down. Let's see if we can find out what ashes and tombstones and underneath corpses that are burned down from some sort of thingy-mabob is.
Was it...
Because there's only, what, like 15 million square miles of Indiana?
Was it... No.
With stone?
Wondering about, was it... No, the possible corpses you could be talking about. Call back to the office, see if they ever found our fish.
Yes, they did.
Yeah, okay.
Does it still have a tail?
It was... Yes.
I'm asking Bard this because I'm sure that he's still...
If you ask, yes, it still has the tail. It's been a little nibbled on, but it's mostly intact.
All right. What's that?
I could be wrong. Yeah.
I'm guessing the fish is going to have an autopsy. So let us know when we get the autopsy reports on our fish.
Or if it was an octopus, you could have an octopsy.
It could. What's it? What's it? Okay. I just wondered.
Yeah, they're trying to find a freezer big enough to hold the thing so it doesn't putrefy before they can autopsy it.
Of course, they should have big tanks.
Yeah. They're trying to...
Especially with a big river.
They don't get that many giant river monsters that they need to save the corpses of.
Yeah. Into autopsies on.
And
there's a chunk missing them.
And then later, when they're done, hey, fish fry.
I don't think I want to eat that.
I don't think I want to eat that one, but...
Don't force fish fry. All right. An enigmatic informant later.
Well, you know, I was talking to Leo, and he said, well, he didn't say the same stuff that vampire guy said, but he was saying
that
it's possible with all the
you
technology
follow the tail of the fish and...
that Fox,
yes.
that they analyzed,
yes.
they're still trying to figure it out because it's some pretty complex crap.
Right.
And he can only think of a handful of people who could do it, including...
Okay, yeah, Dr. Totoro.
Yeah, her. Yes. Evil girl.
Yes. Evil girl. So there are a lot of those.
Not too many of her.
No.
That would be
bad.
That would suck.
That would be
Ooh,
bad.
What if she cloned herself?
Ooh, that'd be bad. Hey, then maybe
a connection as Tim's coming back from the bathroom. Hey.
Yeah.
There might be a connection with the whole, you know how you were talking about how we're not really facing monsters, we're facing people who are making monsters and look inside ourselves and stonefish tails and stuff.
Uh-huh.
Leo thinks there could be a connection with...
Dr. Totoro.
Her.
Okay.
And the fish. And we also know there's a connection between, like, her and the can of sludge.
Uh-huh.
So I think we might be onto something. And if Vampire Boy...
You're definitely on something.
...says that we have to look over to Indiana, then we should call the South Bend office and see if we can get their help on it.
Okay.
I have to pass up now.
And now there's proof there is a god.
By the way, excellent role playing all the way around.
Can you get it? You're gonna get him home.
I'll get him home.
Sleep this off, and then maybe after he, in the morning, maybe we can regroup and figure out.
Yes.
You talk to Leo.
He talked to Leo.
You let him talk to Leo?
Apparently, Leo talked to him. Hey, I was you know, having a nice afternoon. Was it, you know, shooting things at long distances with rifles till you called and then decided we were going to bed. So, I never answered. I thought I might get a little pistol practice.
But he didn't just talk to Leo while I was in the camp.
No. This was well before.
So it was before he got all whacked out on the demon juice.
Right.
Or devil juice, whatever the heck that was.
The devil's brew.
Devil's brew. He's not ordering again if you ever come back.
Okay, so... Right. So he just divulged to you that he had an earlier conversation with Leo. Okay.
Right.
So the South Bend thing came out of his mouth.
Yes.
We don't have any corroboration. Because why South Bend? South Bend? Why?
I don't know why.
I got connections in the Indie office.
You were in the Indie office. If I remember.
That would be why.
Okay.
That would explain it.
But anyway,
I'm trying not to insert some sort of South Bend Holy Rollers joke.
We got to figure out why. What under the ash? I mean, what? Oh boy, under the ash.
We'll deal with that in the morning.
That's what I'm saying. But I'm thinking about it. That's all I'm saying. So take him home, and we'll get together in the morning and figure out what to do.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Morning comes.
Oh, morning comes.
Danny, you've got a Mongolian death worm inside your head. At least that's what it feels like.
Oh, okay. Ow.
In this game, when the GM tells you that, you take it seriously.
That's your first reaction. Oh, God, I've got to get down to HQ so they can take this thing out. And then you're like, oh, yeah.
Wait a minute.
Daredevil's in.
Crap. I'm walking in with sunglasses on.
Morning, Danny.
Want
some coffee?
Coffee.
God.
It's nice and hot.
Hot.
I hate all of you. I just stumble over to my office. And gently let myself into the seat.
What's that mean of me, Tim?
Nah.
I didn't think so. Just thought I'd make sure.
You hear this most horrific... Danny, you hear this most horrific sound like a cement mixer with a load of bricks in the back? And then Dwight Phone Jack walks in chewing gum. Morning, McDougal.
Stop.
Morning, McDougal!
Throw me into the envelope. Ash.
Not very professional of you, McDougal.
Yeah, not very professional yelling, jerk.
What you're talking about? Anyway, we've got some forms that need to be filled out. Boom! Better get right on it.
Hate you too.
He spouts some more bureaucraties at you and wanders off. I'm not good at talking bureaucrats. Work smarter, not harder. So, what are we doing now?
How long do you think it'll be before he's in a mood to talk about this stuff?
I want to know what's it, some readers, basically, I'm guessing, Indiana, fire, and maybe cemetery. See what, those three words are going to bring up.
What was the third one?
Cemetery. Remember you talked about, was it?
Oh, yeah, okay. Do anything in computers?
No, I don't.
Okay, just make a straight brain roll.
Well,
I made it.
Okay. You get references to a couple fires in Indiana. Indiana fires and cemeteries. There's a couple of fires. There's a couple of cases of cemetery vandalism and things like that. Mm-hmm. What did you actually roll on that?
4.
Okay. Basically, there were the ones that catch your eye was there was some sort of cemetery vandalism up in like Seymour that mm-hmm. they think there may have been some sort of supernatural elements to. There's like a small M-Force headquarters up there that was a branch office that was supposedly dispatched to that. And there were the fire in Jeffersonville and a fire in Clarksville, both fairly large. And the cemetery thing was like a week old, and the fires are both like 2 or 3 weeks old.
Right.
What were you doing, Timothy?
Oh, yeah, I was probably helping Bard with the search.
And I'd already established that was fairly close by him when I asked him about that wasn't cool with me, was it?
Yeah.
Right.
So
you said making sure the thing in the grave is really a corpse.
Yeah.
Was it
make sure the corpse is really a corpse. Under the ashes. Under the part of the thing that the fire didn't burn.
Was that,
but it said something about a tombstone.
Yeah, was that, let's get...
Speaking of which, who wants lunch?
Nice.
I'm stumbling over to Leo's office.
Okay.
Was it, let's call the Seymour office. Get the case file on these two. Maybe there'll be a better clue
We'll call Seymour and get the case file.
Okay. I'll get back to you. Danny, you get down to Leo's office. You lightly tap on the door. Tap a little bit harder. Lightly, like, sort of plug yours and do the full tap. The door pops open. You're confronted by a frogman. No, it's just Leo with goggles. Danny, wow. Hey, good to see you.
Hey.
Just a second. Okay. Yes, what can I do you for? Come in. We're cutting some metal.
Oh, God. No, I think I'll stay over here. Stop. Time out.
Incidentally, Leo, my character, has bad ears, so this is completely appropriate for him.
You don't by any chance happen to have, since you like to experiment,
yeah,
like a home hangover remedy, do you? I know how you guys can get.
Wait right here. He goes into the little kitchenette. Comes back a few minutes later. Here, drink this.
What is it?
It's a hangover remedy, I think.
What?
It should work. Go ahead.
Dead on nerve. Well, hell, if you say it is, sure. Wham, and I down it.
Okay. It tastes horrible.
Oh.
Leo pulls out a clipboard.
What are you doing?
I think it's a hangover remedy.
I'm an experiment. You bastard.
It shouldn't be dangerous. I mean, it's just some,
shouldn't
like,
be.
It's just some coffee, eggs, and cayenne and beer. A couple other things. You wouldn't be interested. It's real technical.
Mm-hmm.
You feel any better? Did you say you're violently nauseous or mildly nauseous?
Mildly.
Interesting. You actually do feel a little bit better. Although you probably wouldn't admit it.
Yeah. Probably too upset.
So, the fish box. You've probably heard of the fish box. Well, we've been working on it a bit more, and basically the thing is small but surprisingly powerful, but I doubt it would get a reliable signal over like 10 miles at the most. I'd almost say this looks like a prototype.
Okay. Well, hold on. I'm going to get the rest of the crew in here. And there was something else that went down. We got some information, I think. Not sure. Something about fire and vampires. I can't remember.
Fire vampires? Oh, fire vampires. That's going to be nasty.
Yeah, I don't know.
Do any of them have hangovers?
No. No, wait. No, Tim has one. He needs this.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead and give him one of these, too.
Keep secret.
Yeah. I'm going to just phone everyone, on the extension. Ring.
Well, apparently we need to go talk to Leo.
Hey, yeah, I'm over at Leo's. He's got some more information about the box.
Do you want to come over there?
Yeah.
All right.
All
right. We'll go over there.
Yep.
All right. You get there. Leo's there with a glass of something. Tim.
Yeah.
Yeah. This might help. Help what? Well, I think it'll help you.
For what?
I just look at you and go,
my head's fine, thanks.
All right, you want to tough it out. That's your business.
Tough what out?
That's cool, man. He pointed down the industrial waste disposal.
Did that smoke? What the hell?
All right.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Right.
What am I, all of a sudden, Dwight? People playing practical jokes on me?
Alright, okay, what's it?
It's time to help you out. Danny's idea.
Oh, well, okay.
And he's drunk. Why are you thinking Andy has some...
You're not drunk? What are you talking about?
No, Danny's fine.
Yeah.
I'll fix you up.
Yell, please.
Alright,
what's you recovered from the devil's brew, then?
Sure. Yeah.
You remember drinking the devil's brew, don't you?
Sort of.
Okay.
Oh, great.
So what do you got for us, Leo?
Yeah.
Basically, we've been looking over this, we're calling it the fish box, for lack of a better term, and it's definitely some sort of sophisticated transmitter / mind control device or something. And as I was telling Danny, it looks like it's got an effective range of maybe 10 miles max, probably a bit less than that.
Okay, just out of the stuff, because the characters are working, we have now map locations in Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
Was it taking aware of the kind of general area of the fish?
Yes.
Was it, I mean, not knowing Indiana, 10 miles in, we're not anywhere close to anywhere those fires were.
You're nowhere near the graveyard incident, but both the fires are within the 10-mile radius.
That's interesting.
And now that you've actually pinpointed the location on a map, you notice that one of them is fairly close to the river.
Well, that's... You may need to go visit Indiana.
Okay.
Yay.
What's
that? Oh, make up a list of the people that you think could possibly pull this off.
Oh, yeah. Got that for you.
All right.
He hands you a list.
It's a very short list.
Okay.
Random doctor, random doctor, random doctor. Dr. Mimi Totoro, random doctor, random doctor.
Yeah.
Was it?
Am I being subtle enough?
I'm guessing.
I'll bet it's random doctor number 3.
Yeah. Was it Nexus? Was it look at, was it, the doctors and what was it, the cross societies holdings, and I guess they have holdings in Indiana. was that plot those out on a map too.
Okay.
Or Kentucky, for that matter, given the Merrimack incident.
True.
Wait a minute, why are we looking at fires?
We are looking at, you know, holdings, as in, do they have, you know, labs, offices, anything that hooks the Kentucky and Indiana, was it, just give me the surrounding states, and was it, and so that we can look, see, is there any of those close to where the fires are?
Well, wait a minute. That wasn't just a nightmare about going in Daredevil's Inn and talking to a vampire about fires in Indiana.
Actually, I have to make a roll for Leo. Remember, I said he has bad ears. Natural 20.
Oh my god.
He heard nothing.
He's drilling something, man. Right.
So that wasn't just an hallucination or something.
No, that wasn't.
So we got...
We have work to do now, all right? Let's not dwell on your bar escapades, all right? Work.
This is work. We're talking about work.
Talking about bar
exploits later. That actually
focus
happened.
On map now. Yes,
so
it did
we
happen.
Have a 10-mile radius.
Yes.
We have...
From the fish.
Fires.
Yes.
And did he say underground?
Possibly. We'll deal with that when we get there. We have to figure out where there is first. We're closing in on there.
So Indiana within 10 miles of where the fish was.
Yes.
A fire.
There is one.
Is that the only one?
There are three.
There's actually two fires and a tombstone incident.
And a tombstone incident.
The tombstone incident is beyond the 10-mile radius.
Why would we care about the tombstone incident?
He mentioned a tombstone.
He did?
Yes.
Okay, I don't remember that part.
I'm sure you don't.
All right.
Hit him! Okay. Are you now up to date so that we can focus on getting this map together?
Sure.
Okay. No.
Now, were any of the fires located in a lab?
One was a warehouse and one was residential.
All right.
I think we should check out the warehouse.
Well, let's look at what's that? Okay. We have the two incidents, and we're now trying to plot what's, you know, since our main suspect is let's see where her stuff is in that area.
I don't know. Miriam brought up a good point about miscellaneous doctor number 3.
If she really wants them, she can plot those. I'm going to focus on this one. She can do whatever she wants.
You're going to focus on the one that you got a handout for?
Yes, because I have a handout for it. You gave me a handout for it. Was it
Let's see if
in
can...
purple? Was it? I don't know if there's any significance to the purple thing. I don't think I want to know. But
I'd say that's definitely definitive.
Yeah.
Totally. Well, let me try and cross-reference Totoro with places in Indiana.
Okay.
See what I come up with.
Make your brain roll.
Large.
You've been some
dead on.
You've been some references to My Neighbor Totoro by Hayao Miyazaki. She's got a couple in Indianapolis itself, but not really. You don't really find any anywhere
no
else in the state.
No warehouses in other places.
There's like a couple companies she owns interest in.
Yeah, if she's got a couple of places in Indianapolis, what are the names of those? I'm going to write down the names of those companies that those are associated under.
You write them down. I don't have them.
Okay.
I will have names for the company's benefits groups.
Okay. And see if those cross with anything close to our area.
Okay.
Or closer.
Not really.
Okay.
I mean, like, there's a few links to Louisville, but Louisville's a fairly large city for the region. A lot of companies have links here. You don't really find anything useful out of that.
Okay.
You guys do get the case file on the graveyard incident, and it turned out to be basically some local teenager who somehow he turned into a werewolf, and he was trying to protect people from him by going to the graveyard because he was a goth.
Yeah.
And
how did he turn into a werewolf in the first place?
They're still looking into that.
Okay. Yeah.
Ah, the power of the mind. I'm a werewolf. I'm a werewolf. I'm angsty. I am the knight. Oh, crap. I am a werewolf.
Turns out he wasn't actually a werewolf. He was just going through puberty and got a little hairy.
Ouch.
All right. You do notice the two fires. One was, as I said, at a residential place. The warehouse is named... The warehouse is owned by Brownstone Industries.
Okay.
Okay. I'm looking. I'm sure that they have some type of website. What do they do?
They do basically machinery. It wasn't a very large or prosperous warehouse, but it was there, and newspaper article you find says the police suspect arson, but they didn't really have any leads.
Stuff that does not burn. Like metal. Machinery. That's a good possibility.
What was the other one?
The other one was a residential place, the Smith family. It basically burned half their house.
Did they say the cause of the fire?
Fireworks.
Yeah, if we have to, we'll check out the Smith family.
Do the warehouse first.
Yeah.
All right. Before you leave for the warehouse, you get the reports on the fish autopsy.
Ooh,
that's it. They finally got around to doing that.
Yes.
And no, there will not be a fish fry.
Ooh. Thank goodness.
The fish has been drinking.
the fish is on drugs, I'm sorry.
The fish is already fried.
There will not be a fish fry, although they're probably going to incinerate the corpse.
Okay.
Do we need to go to detox again?
It's not 100% catfish.
Okay.
It's apparently been genetically spliced somehow.
All right.
And once it's examined by someone who knows catfish... It's got, like, stronger jaws and bigger teeth. It's actually got vestigial claws on its front fins. And they're finding traces of what look like human DNA.
How big is its brain? Its brains are very small.
Bigger than it should be for a catfish. Okay. Not gigantic, but,
yeah,
like...
But it's been improved.
They say it's, like, 25% larger than a standard catfish brain.
Okay. Smart, angry catfish.
Smarter, it's smarter than the average catfish.
25% larger than the average catfish brain relative to the fact that it's like 100 times larger than the average catfish.
25% larger than the average giant catfish
brain. Okay. All right. I'm sure there are plenty of other 15-foot catfish.
Yeah, normal catfish brain is like this big. This one's this big.
Ooh. You can almost see sunlight between his fingers.
This is pointing even more towards Miss Totoro.
Normal catfish brain. Giant catfish brain.
Any questions?
This is a giant catfish brain on drugs?
This is a giant catfish brain on drugs with a side of bacon.
So now we know why they wanted to destroy the fish.
Probably.
It was a mutant.
And Leo would also be able
fish.
To tell you that he suspects the reason they... detonator didn't go off was because the box was damaged.
Okay.
Good for me.
High five.
Yes. You damaged it, I didn't do that. That would have been really... Well, no, it would have killed the fish, but it might have wrecked a perfectly good knife.
Might have also wrecked a perfectly good sniper.
Yes.
Wow. Alright. Hopefully we'll find some clue about the evil Dr. Totoro in the warehouse. Hopefully.
So we're
tune
off.
In next time and find out.
Right? Next time on the Monkeys.
Who's messing with catfish?
Thanks for listening to The Roll Monkeys, starring Clay Carwan, Mark Kinney, Max Massey, Chris Heim, and me. I'm Mick Bradley. We appreciate you joining us. Thanks to Anim5 for his great bumpers and promos. Music for the show is from the PodSafe Music Network. It's called Pod Theme by Intellect. To find out more about The Roll Monkeys by visiting PuppyMonkey.com, I also encourage you to visit allgamesconsidered.blogspot.com. See you next week.
Anyway, game on.
Game. What? Game? Is there a game?
Yes.
Yeah.
Game.
Oh, cool.
I don't know if we have a good 2 hours for it now.
This one may not be out tomorrow night. This one's going to take some editing time.
Well, let's look at them. What mark is it on there?
You can't see it.
The problem is that it won't matter because I still have to listen to the first 10 minutes and cut that off.
Yeah.
And then chop little pieces out of the intervening 20 minutes, and then chop this entire last 10 minutes out, and then we start the game.
Yeah.
But I can do that. It just probably won't be out by tomorrow night.
Okay. All right. When last we left our heroes...
We're back! Let's do a... Let's say that was a promo.
Yeah.
A promo for...
Well, if we're lucky, it'll be David Moore in his Vandermore voice... doing the promo that he's recording for us tonight.
Oh, Vandermore cool. Boys? Yeah. He has a Vandermore
voice. He sounds just like Vandermore. It's unbelievable.
He's going to speak as Vandermore and start like threatening us or something.
Threatening.
I that's great.
I don't know exactly how he's doing this, but I asked him to send me, because Vandermore is
it's not going to be all that threatening if we know it's coming.
Vandermore is actually...
You gave it away.
Victor Wolf's rival, because David and I have been talking, and he's like,
I was thinking about
he's left Archibald Prester. He's left Archibald Prester's employ.
This is the smartest thing he's done.
He's going to become his own villain now, and he's going to become a number one guy instead of somebody's lackey, right? So I said, David,
maybe Prester can be his lackey.
I said, here's all of your stuff. Here's all of the parameters that if you know play inside this general area, and you can be useful to me. But other than that. Make your character, make a villain for me. And he made him. And one of his aspects is, curse you, vile roll monkeys. And I was like,
cool.
I haven't got the slightest idea how he intends to play that, because the roll monkeys don't exist in the game world.
Maybe it's a fourth wall.
It could be.
Aspect.
It could be. And
which
I don't
hope not, because it's going to be like sort of a Fox thing where it's like...
But in any case, that's one of his aspects, and it's hilarious. But anyway, he said he was he's recording tonight in his Vandermore voice, some kind of a promo for the Roll Monkeys, threatening us, and I don't know. It's going to be funny.
Instead of a promo for us, vile Roll Monkeys.
Vile Roll Monkeys.
I would have gotten away from it if it wasn't for you, vile Roll Monkeys.